The meaning of Easter, three examples from Jesus. The unbelief of the disciple Thomas. Jesus was put to death by crucifixion because he posed a threat to the chief priests and elders of the people. They were worried that Rome would see Jesus as a new popular leader who would start an uprising against their occupation of Israel. This, in turn, could cause the Roman army to destroy not only the temple, but the nation of Israel. A rich man named Joseph of Arimathea came secretly to Pilate, the Roman governor, to beg for the body of Jesus. He had just had a new tomb carved out in large rock for himself that was in the garden near the crucifixion site, and Pilate agreed to let Joseph have the body of Jesus. Joseph, along with another man named Nicodemus, wrapped Jesus in clean linen strips with perfumed oils made from a mixture of myrrh and aloes and laid him in the tomb. On what is now referred to as Easter Sunday, the third day from when Jesus was buried, it was discovered that Jesus had risen from death and left the Roman guarded tomb. He had appeared to two women who came to see the tomb and saw the large rock rolled away from the entrance, and to two disciples walking on a road to a small village 7 miles away from Jerusalem. When Jesus left them, they went back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples how Jesus had talked and ate with them. By now the other disciples knew that Jesus' body was not in the tomb, and they did not believe the story by the women about Jesus' appearance to them. The scripture says, "As yet they did not understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They locked themselves in their homes, afraid the Jews would come after them, because they were the disciples of Jesus." While they were talking together, Jesus appeared to them, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he opened their minds to the scripture and imparted the Holy Spirit upon them, saying, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." One of the disciples, named Thomas, was not there, and when the other disciples told him what happened, he said, "I will never believe it without seeing and feeling the holes in his hands where they nailed him to the cross, and the wound in his side where the Roman spear pierced his body." A week later, when the disciples were all together, Jesus came and stood before them, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Take your finger and examine my hands. Put your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "You became a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." This reading is from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 19, verses 38 through 42, and chapter 20, verses 1 through 29. It is also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 57 through 66, and Mark, chapters 15, verses 42 through 47. And chapter 16, verses 1 through 19, and Luke, chapters 23, verses 50 through 56, and chapter 24,